He caught something of the love of Jesus, something of the forgiveness of Jesus that broadened him from the narrowness of Judaism. He advanced, let's say, beyond the men of his age and the men of his nation. And so he says, 7, to which our Lord replies, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Whoa. That must have taken his breath away. He could do the math. 490 times? Now, that is not to say that you count and when they hit 491, it's over. The number is so large that keeping count would be impossible. There's nothing binding in the 490. The Lord just picks up on Peter's choice of the number 7 and multiplies it by the numerical 10 and 7 to show the endlessness of forgiveness. In Luke chapter 17 and verse 4, Luke says the discussion must have gone on. And Jesus said a few other things because in Luke 17:4, Jesus says, if he sins against you 7 times a day and returns to you 7 times saying, I repent, forgive him. 490 times on the big picture, and even if it's 7 times in the same day, you forgive, you forgive, you forgive, and you keep on forgiving. It's just unending. No limits, no boundaries. It is relentless, endless, constant forgiveness. And then to seal this in the minds of the listeners, he tells a wonderful story. Jesus begins the story in verse 23. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a certain king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. And when he had begun to settle them, there was brought to him one who owed him 10,000 talents. Now, let me stop here for just a minute. Very familiar story. You have a king who has a kingdom. It's a picture of God and his heavenly kingdom. This king had some slaves. These slaves, obviously, in this story, kind